laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. This is the second half hour of our history lesson discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Got a text message during the break, Pastor Chatfield. Pat says, wasn't Queen Victoria a big player in all of this? Meaning that the leaders of many of these countries were actually her children.
Yes, that's a good point. I talked about that in class yesterday. Okay. The Nicholas, I think it's Nicholas II, Kaiser Wilhelm in Germany, and the King of England at the time, who was her son, or she was the Queen Victoria. They were all related. The three leaders were cousins. And by the way, this is just an overview of European history, believe it or not. Most of the monarchs in Europe during this period of time were related. They were cousins, sometimes closer than cousins, and there was a lot of intermarriage between people that probably shouldn't intermarry, and it sounds pretty sad at this point, but it's true. And they thought that, you know, I will marry, I'm the Tsar of Russia, I'll marry the one of the princesses from Britain or Germany or Austria-Hungary or Denmark or wherever. I mean, they did that. They were intermarried. They didn't think they should marry commoners. You know, we got to keep it all in the family. And yes, she was important into this, Queen Victoria. And you know what, though? You find out that cousins don't always get along with each other. And that's part of it. Yeah, they were related. The Tsar and Kaiser Wilhelm, I think, were first cousins, and it's the way it is. And they were all, but they were both related to Victoria, also Queen Victoria of England, of Great Britain. And you'd have to, that is kind of a fascinating research in itself, history, how the monarchs, you know, we in America, you know, made up our mind. At the get-go, we're not going to have any titles of nobility. We're not going to have a monarchy and no titles of nobility. I guess probably the closest things we ever had to that were maybe either the Adams or the Kennedys, where they're like political royalty type of thing. But or maybe we'll see about President Trump or one of his sons, right? I mean, if you're one of the sons of the president, I wonder if one of his sons is going to try to run for president. Who knows? I don't know. But there's a lot of people that like President Trump and would probably immediately support one of his sons if they ran for president. Okay. That is just the way it is. Okay, let me talk about, I already mentioned the Balkans. Remember, that's that group of countries across the Adriatic Sea from Italy, a bunch of them. They had a war, okay, in the 1912, 1913, couple years before World War I began. Serbia, Bulgaria, Montenegro, and Greece all formed something called the Balkan League. Okay, they were backed by Russia. They were opposed to the Turks, the Ottomans, the Ottoman Empire, which is modern-day Turkey. Okay, let me go back further yet in history just to get a sense of this. The Roman Empire, the eastern half of the Roman Empire, lasted until right up to about 1500. It lasted a long time, way longer than the western half when the city of Rome fell. But it was taken over by the Ottomans, the Turks, the Muslims. And so they controlled that part of the world. Turkey at one time was a totally Christian country, as was Syria, as was lots of places. But the Ottomans controlled that part of the world. And the The Christians, whether even Protestants or Catholics living in the Balkans, formed a league to oppose the Ottomans. So in 1912, Serbia and Montenegro, a couple of other countries in the Balkans, defeated the Ottomans and forced them into an armistice. But the Balkan League, these people had trouble with each other. And they had a second Balkan War. The Bulgarians fought the Greeks and the Serbs over Macedonia. Macedonia is kind of the northern half of what used to be. It's not a part of Greece, but it's just north of Greece, by the way. When we say Alexander the Great, you know, the Greek, he was a Macedonian, but we call him Greek. But nevertheless, okay, that's way, way back before the time of Christ. But so there's these wars. Romania jumps into the war against the Bulgarians. So you have this localized war in the Balkans. All these ethnicities fighting each other. And by the way, everybody, I'm convinced of this. You're never going to get rid of ethnicities completely. The closest thing that's ever happened to it is what? In history of the world? Us, the United States. Now, Randy Bishop. What is Bishop? Is that an English name? Randy? Sounds English. I don't know.
Well, but, it was when the family came to Ellis Island, it was German. It was Bischoffa. And the officers said, oh, that sounds like Bishop. So there that's where the family, it was changed right there at Ellis Island.
Exactly. And by the way, what a good point. Ellis Island, in the early 1900s, late 1800s, most everybody that came to America from Europe went through Ellis Island. And I suggested to my students, look that up, see if you can find out. And by the way, here's another point. This is just neither here nor there. You probably already know this. Many people anglicized their own name on purpose. They didn't want to be called Bishinsky, so they just shortened it to Bishop or something like that.
Right.
And,
right.
And my point here is Bishop Chatfield. Are you an English American? What do you mean? Am I an English American? Well, I'm an American.
Right.
In America, our strength has been we have put America first. And we just consider ourselves American. Now, it's okay to know if your ancestors came from, England or Wales or Scotland or Germany or Prussia, part of Germany, or Bavaria or Romania or Bulgaria or Serbia or Russia. But we're just Americans now. We're just Americans, or even Africa. I like it when African Americans say, "Oh, yes, my ancestors came from Africa. Yes, my ancestors were brought over here as slaves 150 years ago, but I'm an American. I'm just an American. Can I just be an American?"
Right.
That's where our strength is and has been. When we start, and by the way, there's even a term, the Balkanization of America, if you've heard that, where everybody's got to have their ethnicity. Everybody's got to have their little group. See, that's bad for the unity of the country. And they got that phrase from what happened in the Balkans. While part of the Balkans were part of the Austria-Hungarian Empire, some weren't, but a lot of them wanted to break up. And by the way, eventually Romania, Bulgaria, Hungary, I mean, they had their own countries. But originally they were a part of this gigantic empire. But in the area closer to the Adriatic, these people wanted their independence, and they started fighting, and they started to make friends with the bigger nations. Again, the Serbians made friends, alliance, with their fellow Slav, the Russians. That is just kind of the way it is, and everybody made friends with somebody, so that when the war broke out, these smaller countries started to. They just continued fighting each other. There are some historians that say World War I began in 1912 with the Balkan Wars. I've never taught that. But you can say that's where it started to happen. A smaller war can lead to a larger war. Alliances that lock you into war, that lock you in, that can be problematic. You know, today, the United States is involved in NATO. We have that, what they call it, the Article 5 agreement. If any country of NATO is attacked, the other countries agree to come to their defense.
Right, right.
By the way, President Trump has seen this for what it is. NATO will come to your defense. Really, what does that mean? The United States will come to your defense. And the United States is far, far and away the leading power of NATO. And President Trump's trying to put pressure. Okay, you guys, you want us to be involved in NATO? You got to start spending more on your own defense. Don't expect us to do that. We got our own issues. We're going to put America first. Now, I'm simply telling you that the fact that these alliances locked everybody into one of these groups, either the Triple Entente, which was Russia, Britain, and France, or the Triple Alliance or Central Powers, Germany, Austria, Hungary, and Italy. Once you get locked into an alliance and a treaty, and you guarantee that if that country goes to war, you're going to come to their defense, and then we might go to the defense of whoever. You know, that's why the Ukraine would love to get into NATO. They'd love it. But if they were in NATO, we'd be in a war with Russia right now.
Right.
And because we'd be locked in. And so Trump is starting to, I think it's wise, in my view, let's back away a little bit, or at least pretend to back away, or feign to back away, or to let's talk so that people say, don't take the United States for granted. We're not your puppets. And that's the way he relates to the world, even in trade issues. He keeps maintaining, and I don't have enough knowledge of the specifically whether it's absolutely true, but he says Canada has been taking advantage of us for decades, and that's going to stop in their trade policies. That's what he says, and he speaks it, and he's kind of like Teddy Roosevelt, speaks softly but carry a big stick. Except for President Trump, it speak loudly and carry a big stick. He speaks loudly. He does both at the same time.
He doesn't whisper, that's for sure.
Right. So that's how World War One came into advance, to begin. Archduke Francis Ferdinand assassinated this Archduke of Austria. Boom. And next thing you know, the entire continent is involved in a war. The Great War.
Excellent. Well, one thing, we do have a couple of text messages coming in. We'll get to those in the last segment. But the bottom line is, wasn't something that the United States was part of creating those conflicts. It was something we responded to.
Correct. 100%.
Yeah. Very good. Final segment of our discussion with Pastor Chatfield. Short break. We'll be right back.
Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TruckerRandy, or call 800-654-9659. Trucker Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana, and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. patriotsrelief.com.
Maybe you're looking to sell an old firearm that's been sitting around the house just collecting dust. Or maybe you've been thinking it's time to upgrade to a newer model or caliber. Either way, the place to go is Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey. pistols, rifles, shotguns. They buy and sell pretty much anything that goes boom when you pull the trigger. Except rocket launchers. They don't buy or sell those. So if you're looking for a new firearm or just want to sell old Betsy, you're sure to get a fair price and friendly service to boot at Curtis Gunsmith and in Petoskey.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. Slim Fast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days, without any exercising. Then I met Missy, a MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for. Go to TruckerRandyHealth.com. Follow my journey with Missy and see that I dropped 22 pounds of body fat in the first 14 days without exercising and eating real foods. Again, go to TruckerRandyHealth.com and schedule a free consultation or call Missy at 269-964-4044. Let Missy change your metabolism just like she's changed mine. Do it today.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Final segment of our history lesson discussion today with Pastor Chatfield. Pastor Chatfield, one of the text messages I got is with Trump moving the military into the Gulf area over there near Iran. Do you see this potentially as being just another strike, or could this potentially lead to a third world war with Iran and all of the surrogates, or are they isolated enough? I don't think there's enough countries willing to support Iran and their policies. Well, what's your thoughts about what's going on over there in Iran right now?
Hey, let me say this. Anything like this could potentially lead to a third world war. Yes, it could. Could. Do I think it will? No. Do I think that President Trump is going to strike? Or is he just having a show of force to, you know, encourage the Ayatollahs over there to get rid of their nuclear program and especially to me, quit persecuting the Christians? I told you, I've got some notices from people that I know know people there, that there is an ongoing slaughter of Christians and demonstrators against the Iranian regime. You don't hear much about this on the news. And this is one thing where I have a little bit of, but on this one person who said his church has been decimated. He's had 12 people in his church executed. And not even because they're out there protesting. They found out who they were. As a show of force of the Ayatollahs, they're going to say, you're going to toe the line. Now, should America go to war because Christians are being slaughtered here or maybe even in Nigeria? Is that worth going to war for? I don't know. Matters to me. It's worth, you should pray for him. But maybe this is a part of President Trump simply a show of force, or there's a saying, rattling his saber, maybe. But maybe he is building up. Here's the difference. It's one thing to go into Venezuela and capture Maduro and have a flawlessly executed military strike. It's another thing when the country's on the other side of the world. It's hard to get enough men and over there to really do something. And it takes weeks, months for it to happen. And we don't have that big a military anymore. So could it be the spark? It could be. I don't know.
Right.
And one thing I will say, don't anybody ever think, well, mankind, we're beyond war now. You know, it's been nigh 80 years since World War II ended, or close to it. I guess we'd have to do the math. 1945, 55. Yeah, pretty close to, 80 years. We're never going to have another world war. We're too smart for that. Mankind's too smart. No, that's silly. No, read your Bible. Wars are a part of human history, and It could happen. Simply, I just don't make predictions on that.
Right. Well, one thing is he's got the military buildup is mostly ships, missiles. I don't think we're ever going to be in another war like World War One, where it was hand-to-hand combat, man-to-man. That's never going to happen again.
Never? It's going to happen again. It may not happen in our lifetime.
No, right.
The Bible speaks of war. There will be not a few boots, but millions upon millions of boots on the ground. And the book of Revelation talks about the kings of the east coming, which I'm guessing talking about China. Yeah, they could put a million boots on the ground tomorrow if they really wanted to.
Sure.
I mean, there really could be, and there will be, according to Bible prophecy, a gigantic war coming, but maybe not now, maybe not in our lifetime. I can't make predictions. But sure. America boots on the ground, yes, it's going to happen again someday. Just be ready, and hopefully we try to avoid war if we can. But at the same time, if we loudly proclaim America doesn't want war, we're going to at all costs avoid war, you know what you're doing then? You're almost inviting war. Because then you're viewed as soft, and aggressor nations will take advantage of you. So you got to play it kind of in between. On the one hand, the massive buildup of arms before World War One, that kind of helped bring us to war. But on the other hand, having no military invites war. And by the way, George Washington said that in his farewell address. Preparing for war is a good way to avoid war. But there's a balance there. You need wisdom.
Well, we'll continue to pray for President Trump and everything that he's doing over there in the Gulf. And hopefully, Iran, I can't fathom that they don't believe that Trump will strike again. I mean, look what he did with, you know, Operation Hammerhead. I mean, that just, are they really thinking this guy won't hit him again?
You're right. They wise up. There is something in Iran. They are a Shia Muslim nation. And they, a part of their prophetic beliefs, according to the Quran, is that a great war has to come. And when the great war comes, the Islamic Messiah will come. And so some of them are so fanatical, they're almost looking for something like that. Now, when people are that out of their minds, excuse me, boy, it's, you know, when somebody's just, they're just absolutely looking for a war. Oh, then that's different. Most, I don't think Putin's like that. I don't think he's that crazy. I don't think so.
Yeah.
And so.
Very good. Well, we'll see you on the radio on Sunday from 11 to noon. Greatly appreciate you doing it for us. And again, we bring it to you every Sunday as a public service. So if it's like me, if you're sick and you're not going to get out this Sunday, at least check him out here on the radio. Final words,
amen.
Real quick, Pastor Chad Phil.
Father, I pray for Randy. Help him to feel better. Thank you that he's done this, being faithful to what you've called him to do. Bless him, help him, heal him. Have mercy on our country. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you, sir. Final hour of today's show. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hi, my name is Monica Yatuma. I've spent my career in the private sector, fixing broken systems and delivering real results. When there was waste, I cut it. When there was failure, I demanded accountability. And when problems got tough, I didn't back down. Now I'm running for Secretary of State to bring integrity, efficiency, and common sense back to Michigan government and to protect the trust in our elections that voters deserve. I'm experienced and I know how to get things done. My promise to you is conservative leadership that you can trust. This message has been paid for by Monica Yatuma for Michigan.